From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
79 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 83 in Manhattan. It's 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing reproductive rights, October 17th via Zoom. Details and a link to the discussion at lplks.org.
Stay tuned. Up next, we're going to tell you about arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court today regarding a death penalty case in Oklahoma. We'll get you details on what President Biden had to say about Hurricane Milton today. We will discuss the idea of climate havens. A lot of people moving away from the coast and places in really dire shape that stand to suffer a lot of damage as climate change accelerates. There's this idea you can move to a safe place, and we are going to talk about the idea that that is a misconception. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
The holidays are coming. They're right around the corner. Seriously, it's October. Not sure how that happened. At any rate, once the holidays are here, it's time for our annual Big Band Christmas Concert, sponsored by KPR, featuring the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. It's going to happen on Saturday night, December 14th, a great night of Kansas City swing, Christmas carols, and dancing at Liberty Hall in downtown Lawrence. I can tell you from firsthand experience, there's also a very large wreath. Tickets are on sale now at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster.com. All the details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
This is live special coverage from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow.
And I'm Ari Shapiro.
In just a moment, President Biden will speak about hurricane.
Okay, that is actually not the case, as I understand it. I think they are giving us the feed from last hour. What I do want to tell you about is Morning Edition, which will be coming your way tomorrow, beginning at 5 a.m. tomorrow, focusing on the aftermath of Hurricane Milton as it is making landfall in Florida.
Covering it with NPR White House correspondent.
Yeah, they are still giving us last hour. Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight. Lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the mid-50s. For Friday, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. Lows in the upper 50s for Friday night. But by Monday, we are expecting a low in the mid-30s and highs in the upper 50s. This is KPR.
That storm, you know, dozens of people drowned in the storm surge. Add to that Hurricane Helene, which pounded this area with another big storm surge less than 2 weeks ago. And it does.
All right, we are going to rejoin NPR while I figure out what is going on, making sure what feed we are taking. Please stand by.
As they usually do.
The water is going to begin rising, and it may rise very quickly. And again, a 15 or 20 mile difference in where the storm actually crosses the coast is going to make a huge difference on how much storm surge.
31 points, the NASDAQ composite rose 108. This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The University of Kansas is investigating after one of its instructors appeared to advocate violence against men who refused to vote for a woman for president. Daniel Caudill has more.
A video of the remarks is circulating online. In it, instructor Philip Locock tells a class that some men won't vote for a woman because they don't think women are smart enough to be president.
We could line all those guys up and shoot them. They clearly don't understand the way the world works.
He then says, perhaps jokingly, to cut those remarks from the lesson's recording. KU confirmed Locock was the instructor in the video, which was taken earlier this semester. He's now on administrative leave. Locock works in the Department of Health, Sport, and Exercise Sciences. KU says he apologizes for the remarks. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has appointed a longtime Democratic lawmaker to the board that oversees the state's public universities and community colleges. Suzanne Perez reports.
The governor's pick for the Kansas Board of Regents is Kathy Wolf Moore, a close ally of Kelly's who served 12 years as a state representative. Wolf Moore currently works as an external liaison for the University of Kansas Health System and serves on the Wyandotte Economic Development Council. She has a bachelor's degree in social welfare and a master's in social work from the University of Kansas. Regent nominees go before the Kansas Senate for confirmation. If approved, Wolf Moore would succeed Cynthia Lane, who resigned from the board in June. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
New numbers from the Kansas Department of Education show a continued teacher shortage across the state. Public schools are reporting nearly 2,000 vacant jobs this fall, about 8% more than this past spring. Most openings are in special education and elementary schools and in rural parts of Kansas. Education Commissioner Randy Watson says a growing number of teachers are leaving the profession before retirement. The largest percentage are those with 5 to 10 years of experience.
This ought to concern us and concern school districts to ask the question, why did so many people leave, and what could we do to reverse that trend?
State education leaders have launched several programs to try to draw more people to teaching, including a new apprenticeship program paying college tuition for some students pursuing education degrees. It's 6:35.
Evacuations.
Support for playing some spooky, spooky music with her friends at the Lawrence Public Library. It's free, October 25th, 7 p.m. I would love to meet all of you. Hope to see you there.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. Lots of other frequencies. You can always listen online if you'd rather at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Assistive Technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play independently. More information at atk.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. We do still have about another 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. At 7 o'clock, if you're joining us on KPR One stations, we have classical music with Destiny, we just heard from a moment ago. She's with you till 9 o'clock, then it's Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next we have the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming eclectic folk singer-songwriter Antje Dubokat. Sunday, October 20th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Mostly clear skies tonight with low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. It's 10 minutes before 7. You're listening to KPR.
Agents. From the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. From the Council for Interior Design Qualification, whose mission is to assess practitioner competency to create design solutions that safeguard public health, safety, and welfare. Learn more at CIDQ.org/NPR. And from ECMC Foundation at ECMCFoundation.org.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Coming up, news headlines followed by Stardate, then some instrumental opera classics tonight on Evening Classical with Destiny. She is your host till 9 o'clock tonight. It's all followed by Jazz in the Night.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, inviting KU alumni to return to the 100th Annual Vespers Choir, singing alongside fellow alumni while commemorating a century of Vespers tradition on December 8th. Details at music.ku.edu.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-80s. Tomorrow, let's try that again, a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow's high in the mid-80s, back down to the mid-50s tomorrow night. Mid-80s again on Friday, but cooling off a lot as of Sunday. It's 75 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 7:01, and the news is next.